This recording, Ontario 34, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire daughter, thought it was a fair price for a cure. A few years ago, I injured my ankle. I actually think I sprained it a couple of times. I got a little arthritis in my ankle. I couldn't run long distances anymore, so I decided to take up cycling. And for the last 6 or 7 years, I cycle whenever I get the chance. Yeah. When I look at what I do with my cycling, I'm not sure it's particularly good for a 62-year-old. I do nothing from a physical point of view from Monday to Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, I go out and ride 100 miles. And so I get my exercise in spurts, but I really enjoy that. And actually, tomorrow I'm riding in an organized ride. It's not a race. It's one of the, we call them t-shirt rides because that's what you get. It's a t-shirt as a prize, but it's an organized ride out of Norman called the Norman Conquest. And it's a really challenging ride. It's 64 miles and it's through the area to the east and southeast of Norman. And it's very hilly. And if you talk to people, think that Oklahoma is a flat state. If you ever hear that, stick them on a bicycle and take them down to Norman and let them ride down to Slaughterville or Noble, because it's anything but flat. So tomorrow I'm looking forward to that. It's a fun ride. It's really hilly. It's going to be 100 degrees by the time we're finished. And I don't know, that probably doesn't sound like fun to people who are not cyclists to go out and ride 60 miles in 100 degree temperature, but I'm looking forward to it. And I've really enjoyed the cycling. It's a great physical outlet. It's a great emotional outlet to get out there and ride hard like that. And my wife and I actually have a tandem as well. And I have to say that we've had it 3 years and it has 300 miles on it. So it's not exactly like we get out all that often, but we like to get out more. And it's kind of a fun pastime for something to do with your spouse. And we get out on it once in a while. Charlotte was just telling the story the other day. It was kind of a funny story. A couple of years ago, we were out on it on a Sunday, and I had to go out of town that afternoon, so I had to be back in time to shower and change and get my stuff and get out to the airport. And we were quite a ways out to the east of the city, towards Jones. And I said, Shaw, we better turn around and go back because I'm going to be late. And we came back and we rode fairly hard. And there were a couple of really steep hills. And we got home and I said to her, gosh, my legs are killing me. Those last couple of hills were tough. And she said, my legs feel just fine, which to me pointed out part of the problem of why my legs hurt. But it's a great pastime. I really enjoy it, and something I try to do whenever I can.